Robinson, Brother and Sister, D.E., St. Helena, California, April 11, 1906. My dear grandchildren, Doris and Ella, I was very glad to receive a letter from Doris. Yesterday, I accomplished a big day's work. I will send you copies of the letters I have written in which you would be interested. My health is very good, and I am able to accomplish considerable on my writings. I am at my work early every morning, about 3 o'clock generally. I thank the Lord for the health He gives me, which enables me to do so large an amount of work. Tomorrow we leave here for Loma Linda to attend the dedication services. We shall be away from home for 2 or 3 weeks. I am pleased to learn that you are both enjoying good health. This is a blessing that should be highly prized. You speak of your decision to take up ministerial work. I am pleased with this decision. This is, I believe, your appointed work. Although I shall miss the help that you could be to me, yet if the Lord designed you for the ministerial work, I am willing that you should enter it. We need ministers who will give the word of God to the people. If we had more men to take up the work of proclaiming the words of truth, it would be very much more in accordance with the light God has given me, than to have the time and strength of so many given to restaurant work, which does little to bring souls to a knowledge of the truth, enabling them to understand the precious Bible and teach it to others. We must try to change this order of things and call our young men into evangelical lines of work to canvass for our books, to distribute our literature, and to do genuine missionary work in improving present opportunities to arouse those who are not acquainted with the reasons of our faith. As time advances and the wickedness in the world increases, I cannot rest content to have so many intelligent men and women tied up in the health food work and in the restaurant work, in serving tables, when there are souls who need instruction in the way of life. Capable young men and women should be taught to open the Scriptures to those who know not the truth. This is the special work that needs to be done at this time. You speak of uniting with Elder Hibbard. I am much pleased with this. You will thus obtain more spiritual strength and knowledge in the practical line of preaching than those who are in Battle Creek, listening to Elder Jones or any other man read and explain the Scriptures. Take up the work, Doris and Ella, in the spirit and the understanding, striving to become true missionaries. United as you are, you can work in many ways, reflecting light in families and neighborhoods. Your schoolwork has not unfitted you for this line of work. As you open the Word of God to others, God will give you increased understanding. Our time for work is short, and we must improve it. I am pleased that this opening has presented itself to you. I read your letter to Willie, and he is of the same mind as I am. We both think that your uniting with Elder Hibbard will be a source of education to you, by which you will be better fitted for the work to be done at this time. The Lord will open ways for you both. Counsel together and plan to accomplish the most good possible. Walk humbly with God, and you will walk safely. We need daily the help that God alone can give. Be sure to make the Lord Jesus your dependence. Trustingly, hopefully, courageously enter the work, and in learning at the feet of Jesus, you will have a restful yet active experience, an experience just such as you need. I must close this letter now and begin to prepare for my journey. Be of good courage in the Lord. Be hopeful, cheerful, helpful in every line of duty that presents itself, and you will grow to the full stature of disciples of Christ in doing the very line of work that will accomplish good in the saving of those who are perishing for spiritual help. May the Lord bless you. The providence of God is opening the way before you. I had thought that you could do a good work in Southern California in connection with Elder Haskell, but improve the present opportunity. I am just as much interested in you as if you were my own children. Mabel will soon be connected with Brother and Sister Haskell. They have given her a hearty invitation to unite with them in their work. Sister Williams is with them, and her society will be a great blessing to Mabel. I am glad that you can have such advantages. The Lord will be your helper. Ella's father has been a great blessing to the cause of God and has put his whole soul into the work. I would have you always appreciate his counsel, for it is generally safe. Your grandmother.